The United Nations says it is suspending aid missions to hard-to-reach parts of northeastern Nigeria. This happened after Boko Haram extremists ambushed a humanitarian convoy. It makes an already catastrophic humanitarian crisis even worse. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
The UN Children's Agency says two soldiers and three civilians, including a UNICEF staffer, were wounded in yesterday's ambush. Their humanitarian convoy, escorted by the Nigerian military, was making its way from the newly liberated city of Bama, where thousands of people need emergency aid, to the regional capital Maiduguri. The army has blamed Boko Haram for the attack. Dune Porter is UNICEF spokesperson in Nigeria.
For the people living in these newly accessible areas, this attack is catastrophic. They have had no access to humanitarian assistance until very, very recently. More people in Borno State still, because of security reasons, do not have access to humanitarian assistance. So they really are in very desperate conditions.
The UN's decision to temporarily suspend humanitarian aid to remote parts of Borno, the state where Boko Haram was born, is a blow. Medical charity Doctors Without Borders has warned that severely malnourished children are dying and that many more are at risk. UNICEF's Dune Porter acknowledges the problem, especially for 250,000 vulnerable children.
Yes, of course. UNICEF, we estimate that in the state of Borno as a whole, 244,000 will suffer this year from severe acute malnutrition.
The UN agency says 2 million more people need relief aid, and assistance will continue in Maiduguri, the northeastern metropolis. Nigeria's military says it is targeting Boko Haram hideouts with aerial bombardments and ground attacks. The army also claims it has defeated the extremists. Yet the militants are still able to launch suicide attacks and ambush humanitarian convoys. Ofebi Akustakton, NPR News, Lagos.